Browns training camp gets underway today. Fans will be invited out into Berea. 8 practices. The first is on Friday. That'll be a 2 p.m. practice, Saturday, 9:30 in the morning, Monday, July 28th, 2 p.m. Same thing for Tuesday, the 29th. Wednesday, the 30th, 9:30 practice in the morning there, so you'll be up bright and early. Friday, August 1st is a 2 p.m. Saturday, August 2nd is a 9:30 practice again. And then Monday, August 4th, the final open practice to fans, that will be a 2 p.m. practice. For me, though, I will be out there this afternoon around noonish for player availability.
I can sense the excitement in your voice, Daryl.
I am looking forward to seeing Kevin Stefanski and the guys. I'm looking forward to watching them go through the paces of their first official full team workout. Going to be a little shorter today. They do the ramp up period here now.
Sure.
No
need to go too hard on July 23rd.
You know, is this where I go old man yells at cloud and complain about how long training camp is?
I don't know that. Sure.
I just think it's too long now. With the condition that these players are in physically.
See, I feel like the old man yells at cloud take would be that it's not long enough, that back in your day it was tougher and rougher.
No. The training camp is plenty long enough. I feel that it is entirely too long. They need to shorten this thing up. Look, last open practice is August 4th. The Browns aren't going to play a regular season game. Week one's not until September 7th. That's over a month.
That's a very long time.
It's ridiculously long. And I'm not blaming the Browns for that. Of course, they're going to go to Carolina for a joint practice. They're going to go to Philadelphia for a couple of joint practices. That's where the rubber meets the road. Those joint practices. Because they tend to tell us just how this season is going to go. Just like last year against the Vikings, right? Remember the practice where like the offensive line couldn't get set?
Yes.
They could not do the basic function of lining up and not moving until the football was snapped. Like every play was a pre-snap penalty. And then there was the Deshaun seeing ghosts every time a Viking defender broke through. And so I will admit at the time I myself downplayed it a little bit and I probably shouldn't have.
Well, also wasn't the defense awesome in that setting too?
Yep.
Like wasn't the defense terrorizing Sam Darnold? And
yes,
that certainly did not carry over because the Browns defense wasn't as good and Sam Darnold turned out to be great last year.
But the Browns ended up leading the NFL in pre-snap penalties last year.
Sure.
We know what happened with Deshaun pre-Achilles injury.
He was bad.
That you're being very generous.
He was very bad.
And so that was a sign of things to come. I remember when the Giants came to town. Same thing. I remember practices against the Bills. The Eagles slapping them around for a couple of days. Like, the joint practices are where you really get the pulse of where the team is and what it's going to be like. So the trip to Carolina, the trip to Philadelphia, going to be very, very important for this football team as they get ready for the 2025 season. Of course, Danny, like we are going to talk about the quarterback situation until we're blue in the face, even after they have a resolution. And by resolution, I mean they, I guess,
pick somebody
out of a hat. Flip. I mean, I don't think that Kevin Stefanski is going to go full Romeo Crennel here and start flipping coins. But you know, I don't know. I think that'd be pretty entertaining if the Browns are always looking for some good content for social media. That'd be some pretty cool content, right?
I think that'd be pretty embarrassing,
but in a good way, right? In a fun way.
I don't know that embarrassing is ever in a good way. But continue.
I don't know. People think that when I do stuff, it's embarrassing in a good way.
Yeah, I don't know if an organization
because it gives them the comedic material to pick on me. That's
correct.
That's
yes.
What I mean.
Yes, yes. I don't know that the Browns need more of that. I think they've got plenty.
You feel the jokes just write themselves.
I do.
Okay.
I think they wear the jokes on their heads.
Oh, so you're not going to be...
That's later today, Danny.
Yeah, that's later today.
Oh, right.
Big reveal coming later today.
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be brown. Spoiler alert, it's going to be brown.
I said, they don't need to flip a coin to decide who the quarterback is.
Right.
I think we are there.
But while we incessantly focus on every little detail when it comes to the quarterbacks, you know, who's talking to who on the practice field, who's getting reps, when, with who, what flavor of Gatorade are they drinking during the down portions, right? How does Kevin Stefanski split these guys up? My belief is he's just going to keep doing what he did during the offseason program minicamp, put the rookies together, put the two vets on separate fields so you maximize the time for your reps. But I want to talk about the rest of this football team because, yeah, no question about it, how this season is going to go how the quarterbacks go, yeah. Right? And that's the way it is every year. Good quarterback play usually means you're going to have a good year. If you have a quarterback carousel, either because of injury or because none of these guys can play, you're probably in for a very long year. And I would argue that if we do see Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders at some point, it's been a long year. But there are other things to watch at training camp. Again, first open practice for you fans is going to be on Friday at 2 p.m. Out in Berea. I am intrigued by two position groups. I'm intrigued by the defensive line, and I'm intrigued by the linebacker core. Not so much the wide receivers. I have way too many questions about the wide receivers, and I don't know that they have a lot of answers at that particular position.
Sure.
But I Mason Graham might be the least talked about top five draft pick I can ever remember. And the Browns have had a lot of top five draft picks.
They have, yes. Quite a few. It's an annual occurrence.
Well,
nearly.
Regular occurrence. It's not groundbreaking when they have a top five pick, but like no one's really talking about him. Carson Schlesinger, who was their first second-round pick. That was our...
What, 33 overall?
Yeah, that was our second oh my moment. So we had four...
Yeah, oh my, I did not know who that guy was before they picked him.
Yeah, we had four oh my moments during that draft. Trading out of two with Jacksonville, giving up Travis Hunter, and then sliding down to five and taking Mason Graham, getting the Jaguars' first-round pick next year. Then Carson Schlesinger being picked in the second round. Then them picking Dillon Gabriel in the third round. And then I think you can figure out what the fourth and final oh wow moment was. And that obviously us being in the middle of an introductory press conference of their draft picks. And they trade up and draft Shedeur Sanders. And then we wrapped up that press conference in rather rapid fashion. With all due apologies to those rookies. It hit the fan in the middle of the draft, and they ultimately ended up making that trade for Shedeur. So we had four oh my moments in that draft. And I also, the other thing, aside from me, as far as the defensive line and linebackers, is the rookie class in general. Like, Harold Fannin Jr., I think, is going to be a significant contributor.
Sure.
But the rookie class this year, even with Quinshon Judkins going through his legal issues and the fact that he's not signed, and that's all got to work itself out, and we'll find out what the NFL does as far as his permitted availability come week one. I honestly feel there's a lot to watch in this training camp that has nothing to do with the quarterbacks.
Right, and I think there is stuff on the offense that has a lot to watch that is not quarterback centric. And I look at what this offensive line is going to look like, having a new offensive line coach after last year was just an abject disaster at that spot, and getting back to the scheme that Kevin Stefanski ran so well when the Browns were good under him a few years back, that is the one thing that I look at and say, okay, aside from the quarterbacks, could this be the thing that we look back on this training camp and say, you know what, that was a really good sign a few months ago when we do get into the season, that we saw flashes that the offensive line maybe didn't look like it did during the 2020 season when the Browns were sort of at their peak with Kevin Stefanski in this zone running system. But does it look much closer to that than it did the 2024 season? I do think that we could be talking about that in a positive way. And if that is the case, that is the one thing that would make me feel as if, okay, the Browns are maybe going to be a little bit better than I personally am anticipating them being.